Immigration law has many quirky rules. In some cases, this is because laws and customs in other countries do not match up with laws and customs in the United States. Take polygamy. Long condemned in the U.S., polygamy has been practiced in over 81% of societies across the world. Hi, you're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. I'm Carlos Spatara. Thanks for joining. Many folks confuse the meaning of bigamy with the meaning of polygamy. Both terms refer to persons married to more than one person at the same time. But there's a difference. Bigamy is the act of being intentionally married to more than one spouse at a time. To commit bigamy, you have to first marry one person, then marry a second person, without divorcing the first person. This is usually done deceptively. Neither spouse knows the truth about the other one. Intentional bigamy is a crime. Polygamy, on the other hand, is the custom of having more than one spouse at the same time. These are situations where all the parties to all the marriages are aware of the different relationships, and they consent to them for cultural or religious reasons. That seems like an easy distinction to understand. Yet, immigration law does not stop there. A spouse can be anyone whom an immigrant considers a spouse, even if they are not technically a spouse under U.S. law. This means the immigrant seeking to legalize their status in the U.S. does not need to be the person who has multiple partners, and yet they run afoul of immigration rules. If the immigrant is simply one of the partners, immigration officials will still consider him or her to be practicing polygamy. And these rules apply even if the partner, the one who is practicing polygamy, lives abroad. Now, let's briefly look at naturalization applications and how convoluted these rules can become. There's a question that asks, have you ever been married to more than one person at the same time? An immigrant could answer yes, but still be allowed to seek citizenship if he thought that his divorce was final or that his wife had passed away by mistake. Another immigrant might answer no, because his marriages abroad were only customary marriages, not legal marriages. Nonetheless, the government could deny his application because this person is deemed to have been a practicing polygamist. In short, polygamy is a problem for immigrants, not only for those who are currently practicing it, but for those who have practiced it in the past. Critics point out that the immigration bar of polygamous relationships is based on outdated rationales of what constitutes a family and a fear of foreign lifestyles. They assert that the U.S. rules needlessly split families, harming many women who entered into valid relationships abroad, as well as their children. I agree. Legal change, reflecting lifestyle and cultural differences, is warranted. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.